In this week's Cotton News Line, two cuts. Both cuts are Dr. Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And of course, that's one of the things that determines whether someone will be eligible for payments. You must be actively engaged in farming. Congress made no changes from the 2002 to the 2008 Farm Bill on the determination of actively engaged. Unfortunately, the administration and USDA did make changes so that they introduced changes in the definition of actively engaged in farming for eligibility in farm programs for 2009. And most of U.S. agriculture has pointed to that and said that was unnecessary. Congress made no change. That should be dropped. Those changes should be stopped. We should resort back to the definition of actively engaged that has been in place now for many years.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They believe that the administration and the Secretary of Agriculture, in the release of those rules in December of 2008, went beyond congressional intent and made discretionary changes in the definition of actively engaged. And they are seeking a restoration of the previous definition of actively engaged, make no changes. And the National Cotton Council, along with a number of other agricultural organizations, are encouraging congressional delegations to join Congressman McIntyre and Congressman Lucas in this communication to Secretary Vilsack.